toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. You actually get to create the content as well. So if you find something that you think's interesting, you want to share it with other listeners and hosts of the show, then you can just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it then awaits votes. And if it gets enough votes, it'll make it to the front page of the site, so more people see it, including the host of the show. We're more likely to talk about it on the radio waves. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the site and the features there. And with you tonight in the studio, it's Ian. Oh, I turned off your mic, guys. Sorry about that. Let's try that again. So you're chit-chatting as we come back.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right. So let's see. We covered the Bitcoin craziness in the last hour. I started the hour by talking about my experience today at the State House when myself, Rich Paul, the marijuana super activist that we had on the show last night, who's facing 81 years in prison for selling marijuana, he came out. Also, Daryl Perry, who's with us on Friday nights, came out as well. And we spoke to these senators who are considering three different bills, one to decriminalize a quarter ounce of marijuana, turn it into a violation-level offense instead of a misdemeanor offense. And then there was also a hemp bill. The hemp bill was neat because everyone spoke in favor of it. There was no one who came out to speak against the hemp bill, which was nice. So maybe that one's got a good chance of going through. Then there was medical marijuana, which I think is an absolute debacle. It's a 26-page bill. And my testimony was essentially, I support the idea of this. Like, I support the idea of if you can let somebody out of this crazy war on drugs, you know, if you can make it so AIDS patients and cancer patients don't have to be afraid of being arrested to use the, you know, the medicine of their choice, I support that. But unfortunately, this bill is very restrictive in the kind of people that it allows to have medical marijuana. Now, to be fair, they can change it. It's not a done deal. They can make it additions and subtractions and modify the bill. It hasn't gone all the way through yet at this point. So that's one of the points of the testimony today, was to, you know, give them ideas or suggestions as to how to possibly make some changes to it. But the current bill is, you know, it names specific diseases or maladies that can be addressed by the bill. And, you know, some of it leaves off. I mean, there's plenty of people that use medicinal marijuana to help them go to sleep at night. And those people weren't included in this piece of legislation. My message was, look, if a doctor says you should use marijuana, that should be all that you need to know. You don't need to have a 26-page program that creates some new government program, adds new bureaucracy to the state government.
I'm with you. I completely agree. I think it's absolutely ridiculous the way they're going to say, well, this illness needs it and that illness doesn't. Why in the hell are legislators making up their minds on this crap? I mean, for God's sake, why are these people making decisions at all? Economists should make economic decisions, you know, doctors should make medical decisions, but instead you put lawyers in these decision-making positions. In New Hampshire, that's not generally, not nearly as true as often. Mostly it's just ideological geriatrics in New Hampshire. But in every other state, it's essentially just this this ruling class of attorneys that have basically taken over the nation and, you know, they use sort of this rent-seeking behavior in order to stuff their own pockets.
So it was pretty ridiculous, some of the stuff that went on, because basically you had a bunch of medical cannabis users coming in here, talking to these people, telling them their terrible, horrifying stories about the diseases and the issues that they have that are helped by medical cannabis, and how afraid they are to buy it, how afraid they are to possess it. Certainly afraid to grow it. There was one lady who was in there. She was talking about, I forget what her issue was, but it was horrible sounding. and she was talking about how her husband was growing some plants. They had like three plants they were growing in a closet in their home. Their daughter got angry at them because she wanted to go hang out with a teenage boy, and she wasn't allowed to hang out with him or something like that. So their daughter called the police on them.
God.
And the cops came, arrested dad, confiscated all their, you know, growing equipment, and, you know, basically this woman was crying up there talking to these legislators and telling her story. There were other people that went up and basically begged them to add their condition to the list of covered conditions in this bill. And it was just so awful that, you know, here we are in 2013 and people are begging for the right to grow a plant. And one of the things I pointed out was that people, human beings, should be able to grow plants without fear of being put in a cage. And one of the main points, the thrust of a lot of the testimony today, was that people wanted to be able to grow their own plants, because that's something that apparently has been left out of this particular bill. They've created this medical cannabis bill that's going to create dispensaries where, you know, 2 years, if it passes, after it passes, 2 years later, the first dispensary is going to open up. Because first, the bureaucrats have to get new programming going on, and they have to create a new database, and they have to, you know, do whatever their bureaucratic things are, all their rigmarole that they have to go through to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be, so people can go and get some sort of medicine for themselves that they could today put some seeds in the earth or in a potted, you know, plant potter and start growing this stuff. So you had, you know, patient after patient coming in telling these people, look, it's expensive to buy my medicine that I already have to buy. I don't want to have to go and spend more money to buy something that I could grow in my own home. And I hope they were persuasive. I thought they were persuasive. So, like I said, if it passes as is, it'll be better than nothing. And then later on, it could be modified, you know, next year or something like that. But it's just, it's so frustrating going to the, you know, political events. It's just so frustrating.
It is, absolutely.
But I got to have a little bit of fun with one of the police chiefs. I have, of course, my video camera there, and there is a police chief who is always there. If you're at a cannabis hearing, this guy is always there.
Probably on the clock, too.
Yeah, well, he's salaried, as he told Dave Ridley in a recent interview at RidleyReport.com. So he's not getting bonus hours for being there, but he is, you know, on the job.
Okay.
And I confronted him in the hallway at one point with the video camera, asking him, why do you guys keep coming out? Because during their testimony, the cops will say things like, oh, nobody goes to jail for cannabis. That doesn't happen. You know, we just write some summons, court. Yeah, there's no jail for cannabis. They try to play it down. Like, oh, it's not that serious. No one goes to jail. So we oppose these bills because everything's fine how it is. Nobody really goes to jail. It's still illegal. You'll just have to go to court and pay a fine. This is their argument. Because they see that these legislators are considering these bills. And, well, you really don't need to make changes. It's fine. We're not really putting people in jail right now. So you don't need to decriminalize. You don't have to decriminalize. You know, we're not jail. But on the other hand, their message is, marijuana's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. Dangerous, dangerous. Bad, scary. So why the juxtaposed position? Is marijuana really bad? Or is it something that, you know, we're not putting people in jail for? They've got two different points that they're making, and they're contradictory. So my question for this guy, and I asked this when I was testifying on the decrim bill. I asked it to the senators. Like, why do they keep coming out to this? Why can't they take a firm position either way? Is it serious? Is it an issue? Or is it something that's not serious enough for jail? In which case, why don't they respect what people want? Because the people have been saying legalize it and or medicinalize it for many years. You come out to these things, these hearings.
I would think that the answer to all these questions is kind of obvious.
The money?
Right. It's a money thing. Sure. I was kind of trying to hint at that through what I was suggesting, and I wanted to ask the cop himself to see if he would answer the question.
But this is the whole idea, Johnson, behind the government. Many people, especially those on the left, will say things like, well, we need the government to handle things that aren't profitable. If you don't think that the policing, if you don't think that the police is an organization that runs on money, you just don't know nothing about government.
Right.
It's about the money.
Yeah, we know that's why they're out there, but I just wanted to create that juxtaposition and bring attention to that. Anyway, the guy didn't want to talk to me, so he went back into the room, and then after everything was over, I called him again afterwards, and Rich Paul and I proceeded to harangue him. It was fun. 855-453. We asked him to apologize to all the people that he's hurt. 855 450 free, and I've got the video, so we'll put it up at some point at Free Keen.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number. You to bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, San Diego police attack and arrest a man with a video camera, claiming it could be a weapon. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. Also, we're on Skype. You can connect with us at username lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI brings you the phone line specifically here on Free Talk Live. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, the experts at SACL CAI, who's the owner over there, Jason Osborne, you can make sure you're taken well taken care of. They treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so news about Robinhooders. It's hit the local newspaper, finally, a few months after Robinhooding has really hit the streets in earnest here in Keene, New Hampshire. The local paper, the Keene Sentinel, has finally picked up the story, and they ran it as an above-the-fold feature today, as I understand it.
Well, they had Garrett's big hair, and that's,
The picture for the story was above the fold, and I believe the headline was above the fold. I'm not positive on that.
I'm just saying, the guy's got amazing hair, right?
He does. It's very conspicuous. And the story I thought was pretty good. Mark, you don't think it's so good. I'm going to share it here, and we'll get into it. Johnson, have you read it yet?
I have not.
Okay. So there's no need for me to explain what Robinhooding is, because they'll explain in the story. Okay. So we'll just jump into it. From SentinelSource.com. Kyle Jarvis reporting. Keene has its own version of Parking Wars. This is a TV show, apparently, where they follow around, like cops, but they follow around parking enforcers.
That's got to be some riveting crap.
City officials say members of a local pro-liberty group have gone too far in tailing city parking enforcement officers. And the city hired a former police officer to videotape evidence of what's been happening. For weeks, people associated with the group Free Keene have patrolled city streets, keeping an eye out for enforcement officers and getting ahead of them to plug expiring parking meters with change. In most cases, the so-called Robin Hooders leave a business card on the vehicle's windshield with a picture of a cartoon Robin Hood on one side and a message on the other that reads, "Your meter expired. However, we saved you from the king's tariff." And they have also followed officers during their routes. Some city officials say the group's behavior toward the officers is just too much. City manager John McLean says it's harassing behavior. By that I mean following someone with a camera, circling them, following them every day, up and down the street, and that's been taking place.
I agree with that. I definitely think that cameras should stop being everywhere. That people should be able to avoid being filmed every day by all the cameras that are around. So, take them out of the state house buildings, take them out of the courthouses, take them out. Just anywhere the state has cameras around here, they should be turned off. I agree. People shouldn't have to deal with cameras on a daily basis.
I could understand John McLean's point if you were talking about someone who wasn't a city government worker or a state government or federal government worker. If they were,
well, he overstates the point, and I think that that's what the first statement they make beyond fact, the first thing they put in beyond fact, is an overstatement. An overstatement by McLean, as though there are 9 Robin Hooders surrounding every parking enforcer all day long with cameras. What are you going to say next? What are you going to do next? Well, like, that would be somewhat harassment. But no, that's not what they're doing. They have the cameras on them for protection against the state.
Because
these
lie.
Parking enforcers have lied. They will lie. And you can see that. You can see government officials lie every day. Why in the world wouldn't you want to have that kind of protection?
It'll be a lot less intrusive when stuff like Google Glass becomes common.
That's right. That was, by the way, what I recommended, is because I think that the biggest argument against Robin Hooders, with whom I agree, is this sort of holding the camera up. And they have cameras that are in glasses, and if they just have cameras in glasses...
Yeah, but they kind of suck, from what I've heard.
So the cameras that you hold in your hand... What do you mean by suck? Do they have not good resolution?
No, the res is okay. Damo was telling me about the pair that he has. He's selling them on eBay. He's not really happy with them.
Okay.
You get one of those helmet cams. Those seem to work well.
Yeah, you could.
At least for the people who are shooting porn.
But if you're a government worker, sorry, you're subject to being recorded on the job, on the record.
I'm with you.
And I don't feel bad for them. If they don't like it, they can just quit the job and go get some real work. Be productive. For once. So going on here, to determine whether harassing behavior was occurring, city officials hired Peter Sturdy Thomas, Sturdy's his nickname, a former Keene police captain, to follow and videotape the Robin Hooders in the act, McLean said. The fact that, this is more McLean's quote, the fact that they're circling, impeding, and standing on top of another person. Wait, what? What does that mean? he must have been just rambling or something like that, because that statement doesn't make any sense. Standing on top of another person?
Well, I think by standing on top, there's an expression by being on top of someone means that you're just very close to them.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. In your face kind of thing. Certainly they have been accused of doing that, but it's ridiculous. And there's plenty of video out there that shows Robin Hooders walking several feet in front of these meter-made parking enforcers.
The only time that there's any running or changing of directions with Robin Hooders is because it was initiated by the parking enforcement people trying to dodge them, because Robin Hooders are trying to stay ahead of the parking enforcement people to fill the meters.
Exactly.
And sometimes the parking enforcement people have, instead of just letting it happen, have tried to dodge around and figure a way to, you know, we're going to evade the
And that makes perfectly good sense. But then they go and deny it in this story that, right. Oh, no, it's not about the parking meters. No, no. And this is, it's so funny. It's so sad to listen to these government bureaucrats scrape and crawl for the best arguments they have. I mean, who in the world fines people for parking in their spaces? I mean, what other organization in the world does this? Only governments.
Yeah.
Only governments fine people for parking in their spaces. Everybody else wants you there, and they will figure out some way to make it easy for you to park, but not governments.
Well, and then the government guys will claim that they're doing it because the businesses want them there.
Of course they'll claim that, but look, that's the we can't come up with some better system than this. A bureaucracy that runs tens of thousands of dollars in the red comes nowhere near paying for itself. This is what it takes in order to keep people from parking, parking overtime. Surely there's got to be some better system.
So McLean says the fact that they're circling, impeding, and standing on top of another person and talking at them and following them step by step, the concern the city has is that it's a public safety issue. If several people are doing that internally, the parking officer is going to feel a little upset. You might walk a little faster, put your head down, and maybe you don't see a car coming.
Well, the only thing you can do at that point is keep pull them off the streets. If it's dangerous.
Because they are so distracted by the Robin Hooders that they're just going to run out into traffic. It's ridiculous. He goes on.
I think if they're that easily distracted, then they probably shouldn't be working this job. There should be a test that if they get that distracted, you know, because who knows what other kind of distractions could happen during the day.
You also have people engaged in harassing behavior, absorbed in what they're up to, and that could be dangerous for them as well. He's looking out for the Robin Hooders here, saying that could be dangerous for the Robin Hooders. And last, the public in general is concerned about this and doesn't like it and could get engaged, could lose their focus, possibly stepping out in front of a car or getting involved in an altercation. He's saying the public in general doesn't like this. How do you determine that? We're coming up.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're doing a radio show, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Those features allow you to get interactive in a variety of ways. One of those ways is our chat room, which is built into the CAN page. So you can watch and listen and interact with other listeners all at the same time. Free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoinstore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Currently, it's a 0% markup on all the electronics from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. Go over there. Take a look at these prices at bitcoinstore.com. Compare them to wherever it is that you might be looking to buy on the internet. And you'll see that the prices generally quite a bit lower. It's bitcoinstore.com. Now, the one catch is you got to buy in bitcoins. Now, the advantages to bitcoins is you can't have, nobody can track. No one's going to know what you're buying there at bitcoinstore.com. You don't even need to give your real name or anything other than an address where you want the parts shipped. It's bitcoinstore.com. It's not just parts, but parts and consumer electronics or, laptops, tablets, things like that.
So we're sharing with you, we're going to get your phone calls here, and we'll get back to the rest of the story, but we're sharing a Sentinel piece. It's the Keene Sentinel. It's the only newspaper. I guess that's not true. There's some independent papers around here, including the FPP News that our friend Daryl puts out. But it's the big paper. It's the daily paper in town, and they've done a feature story, front page news, about the Robin Hooders. We've been talking about the Robin Hooders for a long time on Free Talk Live. It's a group of folks that actually goes out in the streets. They are armed with nickels and dimes, and they're actually moving up from nickels to dimes now. They're going to be using dimes, and they're going to be putting...
Why?
Because you'd buy more time, and yeah, if there's more than one of the parking enforcers on the street...
They're going out in pairs now.
Right. So, anyway, what they'll do is they'll find the parking enforcer and walk in front of the parking enforcer, dropping coins in expired meters to prevent the parking enforcer from writing a ticket. They then leave behind a card to let the motorist know that they've been saved from getting a parking ticket. And people love this. If you go to, on Facebook, Robin Hood of Keene, look for that page on Facebook, and you will find photographs of the thank you cards and notes and cash and checks that people who've been saved by the Robin Hood agents will give to them.
For this article, like, how do you think this operation is funded?
Well, there are a lot of people wondering that. There's some comments on the story where people are like, how are they making money?
Well, the people of Keene hate this so much that they're funding it.
Right, yeah. Sending checks and cash.
Sometimes the checks are much larger than the amount they were paid to the
city. That's because they want it to keep on going. They're paying it forward. This is what we've been told all our lives is the right thing to do. Pay it forward. Do good for your neighbors. But the city of Keene, it's anarchy!
City boss, mob boss John McLean says, you also have people engaged in harassing behavior absorbed in what they're up to, and that could be dangerous for them as well. And last, the public in general is concerned about this and doesn't like it. So, wait a minute. You know, I finally realized what he might have meant there, because it didn't really register with me the first time I read it. Remember, public is a euphemism for government.
Yeah.
Public servant? What a joke. They're not serving you. They're serving the state. To serve and protect? They're not serving you. They're serving the state. The public is frequently used to replace the word government. And so maybe that's what he means. Like, yeah, sure, the government guys are upset about this, but the public, the average person in Keene, let's talk to one of them. Parker's on the line. Parker, you're listening on Liberty 94.3 in the Keene area.
Yeah, and I've been listening almost nightly now, and you guys are doing a fantastic job. Really, really great listening to you guys. So
thanks
so much for the program. Hey, listen, I'm a local guy from Keene. I live and work in Keene. I've been saved by the Robin Hooders at least twice that I know of. I've sent some money to them, and I think maybe some of the listeners who are not from the area, what they need to understand is the meters are placed in such inconvenient places for this city. First of all, we're not talking about a large city in the first place. Secondly, you know, and I don't know what it is, but it seems like they have a radar system or a beeper system of some sort that tells you, that tells them immediately when there's no time left on this meter. And I have literally walked, you know, put a dime in the machine, whatever, you know, walked into the courthouse because the meters are right in front of the courthouse too. You know, if you have, heaven forbid, you have a trial that goes a little too long, or so, or hearing that
you're guaranteed
too long.
To be in court longer than you expect. Everybody,
I was in court today for a matter, and sure enough, there was a ticket on my car. The matter went about 10 minutes longer than I expected it to, and that's probably about the amount of time that I didn't have money in that meter. I mean, you know, so within that short span, bam, there was a ticket.
They got you. Yep.
And I'm not trying to be a complainer about it. I'm just saying it seems like it's strategically placed, and they have enough parking meter maids, or whatever you want to call them, that are able to just be there instantaneously. And it's, they get a joy out from giving these tickets out. I'm telling you. Case in point, I had a if you don't pay these tickets, what are the amounts that they go up to? It gets pretty astronomical.
They'll jump up to at least $40. For people that don't know, Keene, small city, the base price is only $5. Of course, in a lot of larger cities, $40 is where a ticket like that starts. You know, it'll get up to $40 at least, I think. But then if you don't pay it and you don't pay a few more of them, they'll tow your car. There was one instance where one of the Robin Hooders was downtown. Unfortunately, he didn't have a camera with him for this one, but he called over our two-way radios and he announced that it was happening. There was a single mom who was downtown who had, you know, she was behind on paying the tickets that she'd received. So the parking enforcer decided to call a tow truck to have her car towed from the library parking lot where her child was with her, and they were, you know, going to the library together, as a mom and a child might want, you know, to do. And this woman was trying to explain that she's a single mom and she doesn't have a lot of money and she hasn't been able to pay off all of her parking fines, and please don't tow my car, because that doesn't make anyone's life better, especially when they're poor and you tow their car. Because well, then they have to go, they have to pay the impound fees and then all the other fees on top of that.
The same exact thing happened to me, and I'll tell you something. Now, back in February, I ran into a little bit of trouble, and my car got impounded. Okay, my car was actually parked at the police department. I didn't have access to it in February, and it was parked at the police department. They impounded my car, and I didn't have at the time. I couldn't go and get it. When I was able to get my car, I paid $500 to get it out of impound.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, you know, it is what it is, and I think the two of you know why I was away in February. But anyway, so I got my car back, and you know, the next day I take my son out to a local diner, park in the parking lot. There is a meter there, but you know, it's quarter in the meter. We're having breakfast at a local diner. Everything's great. I look outside my look out the window. There are the two parking enforcers there, and all of a sudden a tow truck shows up, backing up to my car. Now, keep in mind, I just paid $500 to get out of the impound. So
right. How could it possibly be a problem? You just got the car out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. So I run out there with my son. I'm literally yelling and screaming at these guys. You know what the heck? You know what the heck is going on? This and that. Oh, sir, you have two unpaid parking tickets. Oh, okay, I was like, okay, let me pay them. Let me pay them. No, because I had a check on me. I didn't have, I had a debit card. I didn't, you know, I don't carry a lot of cash. No, can't do that. So I said, okay, well, and then I start strapping my son in my car. And I'm like, you're not taking this car. You're just not going to do it. You're certainly not going to do it with my son and me sitting in it. You know, and I had to make that kind of a bold statement. Basically strapping my son to the car.
Wow.
You know, and myself, I strapped, you know, the two of us basically to that car. So, you know, I just paid $500. But this is one of the reasons why I think that the Robin Hooders are kind of so important, and why a lot of the local people are embracing that there's essentially do-gooders that are helping us out, you know, helping
absolutely.
Us out of these situations.
Those people that were taking your car were not helping you at all. And stand by, Parker, because I do want to hear the rest of your story. Can you hang with us for a moment? All right, more with Parker here in Keene, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Why would anyone hire a servant to treat them like this? I mean, unless you're into being dominated, in which case, that's fine. You can hire a dominatrix.
Hire your own dominatrix.
Yeah, please, do that. But I'm not interested in that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can get interactive in a variety of different ways on our site and enjoy it all for free. Of course, the site is not free for us. We have to pay for hosting and pay for web development guys to make the site better for you and fix things that go wrong. So if you want to help us cover some of those costs, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy stuff like whatever you need. Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon UK, Canada, U.S., enter the right Amazon for you, and then just do your normal Amazon thing, you know, surf around, look at reviews.
Bookmark those links, too, so that you don't have to go back to shop.freetalklive.com every time. You just bookmark that link and go do your shopping every time through that link.
It's true, and we'll get a cut when you shop, when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We go back to Parker. He is on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and listening on Liberty 94.3. Now, Parker, you've been talking about the Robin Hooders, the wonderful men and women who are hitting the streets in Keene and rescuing people from the meter maids, preventing them from writing parking tickets. Unfortunately, they can't be there to save everybody at all times, but they do the best they can. And you had a couple of unpaid tickets on your car, and you were telling us about how the meter maids decided to attempt to tow your car. You then strapped your son into the car as they were about ready to tell it. What happened?
Essentially, you know, after I was able to talk to them, and as I recap my story, you know, I'm compelled to say, well, on one hand, I understand. I broke a rule. Like, okay, I had two or three outstanding tickets. I get that, okay? So I guess, to some degree, I was in the wrong, and that's what their rule is to tow my car away. However, while I'm standing there, saying I'm wanting to pay this and get this headache off me, you know, and I'm not allowed to do so because they cannot accept my credit card or my debit card or whatever. At that point, you know, I was hoping I could make an arrangement with them. You know, yeah, I'm willing to pay this, but don't
don't tow my car. I just paid $500 to get it out of the impound. Just barely did this, you know?
Yeah, right. And the 2 days before, this is the thing that really bugs me about this, is the bureaucracy. Really? We couldn't have talked about my parking tickets when I was right. paying to get my car out of impound 2 days ago?
Well, remember, and it goes further than this. You know, what I find interesting, too, is the towing company that the Keene Police Department hires isn't even a local towing establishment. It's one based out of Swansea.
Well, they do and rotate them, from what I understand. They rotate through them.
So finally, to get the story to end, well, basically, they had to, all of a sudden, as I'm talking to them, trying to negotiate a way to pay this and not get my car towed, not one, but two Keene cruisers show up with uniformed officers. And I was like, Chris, is there a problem here? I looked at them and said, yes, I have a problem. Thank you. No, but they were questioning me, watching me. You know, I felt like a criminal.
Sure.
Why the two cruisers as opposed to one cruiser and one officer, I don't know, but there were two. Long story short, they radioed in and made a special arrangement for me, apparently.
What customer service?
I was immediately to get into my vehicle, immediately go to my house, and immediately get a check, and immediately come back and not deviate. If I was to deviate, I would face further prosecution.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like we're talking about a parking ticket here.
That's right.
Or a few. You know what I mean? So going back to the Robin Hooders. And also the reason why it's necessary for them to carry cameras. Necessary. Because you wouldn't believe this story if it wasn't on film.
Absolutely.
You know?
And we've seen these parking enforcers tell lies before, so it's so critical for them to be able to document this.
Everybody tells lies. But I think that what the problem is that people will often say that those that work for the government, well, they should just be believed out of hand. And
the judge is going to believe
ridiculous.
Them. So then you don't believe the city manager's claim here, Parker, in this news story at the Sentinel, where he says that the public is in general concerned about this and doesn't like it. In fact, he says you could lose your focus by being distracted by the Robin Hooders and step out into the street in front of a car, Parker.
Yeah, I think I know, right? I'd have to be pretty intelligent to do that. I think he's right in the fact that I think the public's concerned that this won't go on. I think the public needs this to go on. I think the public's concerned that the government will try to stop it from going on.
Oh, they're definitely plotting. They are plotting, man. They are trying to figure out some sort of criminal charge to bring these guys up on. And the harassment charge is absolutely ridiculous. There's plenty of footage of the Robin Hooders talking with the parking enforcers. John McLean uses the words talking at them as though they're just yammering all day at the parking enforcers as they're walking around with them. No, they've had multiple conversations about many different topics over the several weeks that this has been going on. And some of the conversations have been very pleasant from what I understand.
I've seen a lot of the footage. I've seen a lot of the footage. You can go to YouTube and look it up there and wherever. Probably it's on your website as well. But,
yep.
You know, they will talk about things. They'll talk about, they even have asked people, the parking enforcers, about their lives. So how is your day today? You know, things like that. Because I think, you know, if you really stop and boil this all down, all they're doing is putting money into the city. They're putting money into the meters.
They're putting money in, but they're saving people from paying $5. So for 20 cents, they're preventing the city from getting $5. So ultimately, the city's revenues are down as a result of this. And that's why they're so pissed. Not only are their revenues down, but they're making them look bad at the same time. They're bringing attention to the people that are already disliked. I mean, before Robin Hooders, people in Keene and people all across the country and the world did not like. Nobody likes the parking enforcers. Nobody walks out of their favorite restaurant or downtown hair salon or wherever and spots a ticket on their windshield and says, oh, thank goodness the ticket is on my windshield. I'm so grateful that we have the best parking enforcers in the whole city. I mean, nobody likes that. Everybody's heart sinks and they feel, you know, you get this nasty sensation, or at least that's how I feel.
But you know what? You brought up a great point. I recall several years ago, before the Robin Hooders were here, I recall some rather heated debates about the downtown situation with the parking meters. And I'm just wondering and curious if those same people who once complained about the meters are complaining about the Robin Hooders.
Parker, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
You know, Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what's sad is I can imagine a scenario where, you know, they were talking about these parking enforcement people getting distracted and walking into traffic. Well, the Robin Hooders aren't morons and are actually aware and are filming. And what I could actually imagine a scenario where one of these parking enforcement officers does get distracted and does, you know, go to step out in traffic. And what would happen? Well, a Robin Hood person would probably grab them and pull them out of the way.
Best they could. I'm certain that's the case.
And unfortunately, the scenario that I can imagine is then that the
assault.
Is that the officer would say that was an assault on an officer, and you're going away to jail for 3 years.
Felony charge
for assault on an officer because you touched me.
Now McLean,
the city boss, McLean.
He says that the public doesn't like Robin Hooders.
That's right.
And this is a really weird statement. First off, these government people love democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear about all these complaints that they've received about the Robin Hooders, because the Robin Hooders haven't gotten very many at all.
We have, James Cleveland, who is known as alternately Robin Hood, has filed some requests, Freedom of Information requests, asking for said complaints.
Right, and let's just, okay, you go ahead and you bring your complaints. And we'll bring our
thank you cards.
Yeah, the thank you cards and the money and the checks and the hugs and video of the hugs and all that stuff. And we'll pile these things up. Oh, but there's a caveat. You're not allowed to have a single complaint from one of your government bureaucrats that works for you or one of their family members. Because, I'm sorry, these people are on the take.
You know that's who's complaining.
If there are any complaints. It's absolutely.
That wasn't just a flat out lie.
I mean, this is the king's court complaining about the peasants.
Yep.
That's what it is. Oh, the slaves aren't working hard enough. We need free money.
Well, these government guys, they don't know how to handle this stuff. I mean, they've never
don't know how to handle anything. What's the point in giving people tickets for parking in your parking spaces? Every other business in the country wants you to come park in their parking spaces. But these people can't even figure that much out.
The point is it expands the bureaucracy. That's the point. It doesn't expand their revenue because they run in the red, and they ran in the red before Robin Hooders. So the point is simply the expansion of bureaucracy.
Well, what if we run out of parking spaces? People need to be able to park in the city.
According to James, who's actually run the city's own numbers and looked at their own reports, on an average day, the city's parking spaces are 60% full.
60%? Well, that's just not good enough.
That means there's 40% open spaces. 855.
There's not enough spaces. We need to make sure that people are out of the spaces.
You've got to give somebody a ticket for an expired meter right next to an empty space.
All right. There's more
the
coming up here.
The dumbest thing.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. There's more to the story, by the way, on this Robin Hooding feature article. I did post it over on our Facebook. More coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.